Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this October 12th, 2022, 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. here. I am going to be joined at 10:30 by our friends from Encourage. We have Kim Shields joining us. We're also going to have Sue and Lori from the Material Girls Quilt Club joining us as well. Right now in studio, we have Stephen and Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods, some of our favorite people. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning, James. Good morning, everyone.
How are you both doing?
Good. I mean, you're feeling like it's summer. You said August.
Yeah,
I know.
I wish it was August. That sounds nice.
I can't even figure out why I said August. I'm not even sure. It's not like October and August sound alike or something.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just a little bit, just too excited to be talking to you guys, because I know the last time we got together was at your stomping grounds over at the Family Natural Foods store.
Yeah, we had some live radio. That was super fun. I need to listen to it and go back to it. Steph does her job awesome, and so she sent us the link, and I need to go listen to the parts that I missed, but it was so fun.
Yeah.
We had such a good time having you guys there.
It was the highlight. It was a great way to kick it all off.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It just set the pace for the rest of the event being so fun.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy to hear that, you guys. We certainly, we take care of all of our sponsors. We take care of all of our businesses. It's a little different with some. You guys have been with us almost as long as there's been a WFHR. Family Natural Foods has been working. It's very similar to Misty's or Culver's or some of our other local favorites. And we want to do right by you guys. So it's good to hear that. We had a blast. We had so much fun. I don't know if you're supposed to have that much fun during your job.
Yeah, well, it was a Friday. You should have a little extra fun when it's a Friday. Yeah. And, normally Terry likes to take that fun. So I'm glad that we could have a little bit of that fun today. Hi, Terry.
Overall, Saturday, I know that I wasn't able to stop by, but I drove past the building a couple times. Tons of cars over there. Seemed really active, really busy. How do you guys feel the event went?
I thought it was great. I mean, I often end up being by the register a lot, and I really like to take that moment, that intentional moment, to say thank you and look a person in the eyes, because this event isn't just about giving a sale. It's really about us saying thank you through a sale, sure, but I want to look at that person and be like, thank you. Thank you for supporting us. Mm-hmm. And so I love it, because I got to see people that we see on a regular basis, which is so fun. We may know them by name. And then folks that maybe only come in for certain events or, stock up a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So that was also really great to see, to see everybody.
There's some folks that came in from out of town because they like coming to our store, and they were like, oh, I'm going to celebrate with you guys for your anniversary event.
Yeah.
And it's like Katrina said, it really warms our heart. And it's so great. And we get everybody, all the staff is working. They did a great job.
Yeah.
My parents were both there. My dad, I think, just really loves seeing the customers and the friends and the community that he's known his whole life, and just like Katrina
he's
and I
created
have.
That too.
So. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. He's a big part of it. So, yeah, big thank you to him and to my mom as well. She never misses an anniversary.
No, she's a good greeter.
Yeah, she doesn't work too many other days of the year, but she's always there on that day.
Yeah, and Jacqueline, Stephen's wife was there, so that was really fun to have Jacqueline there to help out with parts. So you really get the family natural foods part of it. It all comes together. My kids came later and visited. They didn't really help, but they said thanks and handed out a couple vitamin C bottles, so they did their part for a little while.
Yeah.
It looked like a lot of fun. And, of course, this event, you guys do such a nice job of flipping this and putting it to all of us and everything, but I have to flip it back at you guys. Thank you so much for having this business as strong as it is in our community, doing what you do for the community with this, but also hosting and having us there. We appreciate that. Thank you very much for inviting us to be a part of this. We had so much fun. The listeners enjoyed it so much. I think that if they had their way, we'd do every show from there, because they had a blast with it and everything. A big shout out to both of you, because the audience doesn't know how hard you guys work behind the scenes to pull this thing off. Mm-hmm. Your staff, a big shout out to Mike as well, your dad, for being there And it wasn't 2 seconds that I didn't see Mike doing something. He was constantly. I thought he was an employee for a second there.
He just gets in his element. He's like, here I am. Okay, this is what needs to happen. He sees the big picture of it, and that's what I love when he comes around, because he sees it, and it's like, oh, yeah, thanks. I forgot about that part of the big picture. Thank you.
Yeah. He's constantly do that. It could be a Monday morning. It could be the anniversary event for, you know, a big day like a 76th anniversary. He's always like grabbing things that Katrina and I are missing, and it just shows us that we still have more to learn from him.
Yes,
obviously.
Always.
It's great.
Big shout out to all of them. The great, new, very successful, and already looking forward to 77. That's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So where are we going next?
So you know, some people may have missed our anniversary sale, right? Maybe something came up for them. But we still want to, you know, tell everybody a little bit more about, we have really great sales that are still happening. Stephen and I want to say maybe like 3 or 4 years ago, started looking at our anniversary as, yes, the 2 days or the 1 day, it's definitely on, and there's a lot more going on.
There's
and more
door
sales
prizes and all that kind of stuff.
All that fun stuff.
Yep.
But we still like to continue a lot of our favorite brands and their sales, because it's kind of like our anniversary month to some level. Yep. So there's a
Who
few
wants
more
to celebrate
things.
Your birthday just 1 day, right?
Yeah.
You got to do the whole month. So there's a lot of things. There's a lot of select Terry Natural products that are on sale, like a lot. It's a big list of products.
Yeah, and it's a big sale. Mm-hmm. It's actually... you know, normally we do like a 20% off sale, but the amount that it's on sale, we cannot mention on the radio. Mm-hmm. Terry Natural doesn't let us advertise anything more than 20%.
Yeah.
So it's more than 20%. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of those
done.
That are immune. A lot of those are immune products.
Yeah.
And so a great time to stock up for the winter. And that sale will be on from now, or I guess like in the next couple days, until the end of the year. So it'll go into December. A lot of those immune products, which is really great. Our brand, Family Natural Foods, we want to highlight that for the whole month. So the whole line is on sale for the whole month. True Grace, our friends, which you've talked to, you're going to talk to again at the end of the month. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But they're on sale. We've got Natural Factors, which has a ton of immune products. Is on sale. Pranaroma, our essential oil company, is on sale, which is really, really fun to highlight them. And then we have a couple other little sales here and there of different products, but we encourage people to come in. Michaela at the store right now is going to make up the board of all the sales of the things happening. So definitely come in. If you have questions, feel free to ask. But continue celebrating through the month with us.
Yeah. If I could add real quickly, because I was looking for a way to shoehorn this in, and you guys set me up. I've mentioned and I've talked about it on the air. I've been dealing with some brain trauma and some brain healing and trying to, recuperate my brain and all these things. And the process of doing that, I was fortunate to have you guys on the air with me. This is months ago, almost a half a year ago, I want to say, where Lion's Mane came up. And I hadn't heard of this before. And I did a little digging because you guys, you know, set us up so well to where we can learn about something, but then, you know, do a little of our own homework and see if it would work for us or not. And the rest of my life, I will take Lion's Mane. I can't think of what shape I'd be without it. It has been one of the things that has helped me get a lot of my brain power back, get a lot of my confidence in my brain back. And it's one of those things where, you know, you tend to take fish oil or certain other supplements, and you seem to feel a difference. You seem to notice the difference of these. With our brain and brain health, we don't often we're too close to the subject literally. it's hard for us to understand. Like, it's a little like with a child. You know, your own child, you don't notice their growth as much, but somebody who doesn't see them every day, they notice when they shoot up like a weed and all that. We're too close to it. It's so interesting how this product and products like it can really, really like heal the brain. Mm-hmm. You have to do it yourself. You can't just expect the supplement to do it all on its own. You have to do some hard work yourself. And trust me, I know all about it.
Yeah.
But it's so worth it.
Yeah.
It is so worth it. My brain's still healing, but I also feel more confident in it than I probably have in years. And a lot of it I give the credit to this Lion's Mane and to, you know, I always say this wrong, Ginkgo Biloba.
Ginkgo biloba.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. I take that as well. Mm-hmm. And both of them, boom, like just yeah. like a
memory,
huge help.
Focus, all of the things. Yeah, and mushrooms are so interesting, which I think James set us up really well
for segueing into mushrooms.
Yep. So instead of a fun fact today, we're going to do fun science today, everyone.
Ooh, awesome.
Uh huh. And it's going to be we're going to do an experiment that Stephen loves to do, and we're going to explain it on the airwaves, and then we'll either take a picture or I guess we're on Facebook Live, so I could kind of zoom in while Stephen's talking about it.
If anyone's you know not driving ideally,
yes.
And has their phone or computer handy, you can go on to Family Natural Foods on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Just look us up. We're on there. And we're live streaming mm-hmm. this radio right now.
You get to see all three of us.
And you get to, we'll show you the experiment. I'll have Katrina.
I'll be Vanna today, everyone.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
So we'll do our best to explain it, but of course you can see it too. So we're going to talk about mushrooms, but the quality of mushrooms. And we have certain brands that we love, and then there's other brands that you may think you're getting good stuff, but you maybe aren't. So this is a fun little experiment that we're going to do. And I'm also going to set you up right now, James, because the following. So the 27th, we're going to have someone from True Grace is going to be talking about mushrooms specifically.
Cool.
So you get to learn a lot about it in a different way. But we're going to set you up with a bottle so you can try some Lion's Mane, James, in the next couple weeks. So you'll know the difference of their Lion's Mane. And then you can talk about it with them specifically when you're on the airwaves.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's smart by you guys, but also really kind. Thank you so much. That's really cool. I will definitely make use
James,
of that.
James, we need you around here. So we need that brain.
We need your brain.
I see. Mm-hmm. I see what you're doing there. Nicely done.
Yes, we
do. That's
right.
Cool.
So I just showed people on Facebook Live the book. It's written by Christopher Hobbs. It's probably one of the most up-to-date books on mushrooms. He's a mycologist. So really good author on this topic. In the middle of the book, he shows how you can test mushrooms at home with potassium iodide, which is this, which you can just get as a simple thing. And so this is just iodine solution. But what it will do is, here's what you want to find in a mushroom product. You want to get a mushroom product that doesn't have a lot of starch.
Mm.
So starches are like a potato. I've got a potato here. Katrina, I'll show you.
Stephen's going to do an experiment on the potato right now.
Yep. So we're going to put a couple of drops of this liquid iodine on the potato, and we can see, hopefully this works. Otherwise, my whole topic is kind of being thrown off here. But you can kind of see it. It changes colors.
Ooh.
So if it kind of turns like a purple or a blue, that means that there's starches present, which you'd expect in a potato, and that's fine because that's why we eat potatoes.
Yeah.
But mushrooms don't have starch naturally.
Mm.
But a lot of mushroom products, you'll read on the back, it'll say the mycelium extract and the biomass, or the oat biomass, or the rice biomass.
I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes what that means is they're using the mycelium. They're using kind of the body and the root structure of the mushroom instead of the fruiting body. So the fruiting body is what you always see of the mushroom that comes out of the tree, out of the ground. The mycelium is what's underneath the ground. And by its nature, the mycelium is probably good.
Mm.
The hard part about the mycelium is separating it from its food source, from the starches.
Sure.
And a lot of these are growing nowadays on like rice or oats. And so if you're buying a mushroom product, you don't want to be buying expensive oats. We can buy oatmeal, what do we sell it for, a couple dollars a pound?
Yeah.
Hardly anything, basically. Mm. You can get a pound of oats, or you can get a tiny bottle for $40 filled with oats.
Mm.
That's what you don't want. And this one is an example that won't do that.
Mm.
So I brought some different examples of mushrooms here, and we'll do the same thing we did with the potato.
And Stephen, can I just still remind everyone that if they want to see this live right now, we're on Facebook at Family Natural Foods Live. You can see what Stephen's doing. Otherwise, we'll take some pictures and try to explain it maybe in a post here. Science with Stephen.
Mm. This one's kind of rolling off here, and I should have brought something to mix it, but you can see already it's kind of turning a different color. So
I can see that.
That's a mushroom product that is just sort of not passing the mustard here.
Mm.
This one is from Mushroom Wisdom, and maybe I'll just mix it up here. And you're kind of, this one is not really changing colors.
Huh.
There's some little dots in there, which might be, an extra, another ingredient in the product, like in the capsule or something.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not really changing any colors. This one here is, a good product, but it's changing colors. The other thing I'd encourage people to do is to taste their mushroom products.
So
you can open up these capsules, and we've done this with most of these. And it should taste like mushrooms. It shouldn't taste like oats or whatever else.
It tastes like rice.
Yeah.
And this last one we're doing is from our friends from True Grace, which actually is from my own personal bottle I have at home that I've been taking. And as we're seeing, there's not really any change in color here, which again is what you'd expect to see.
Your capsule's right there.
Yeah, this is the capsule. But anyways, if people on Facebook Live can see this, and you can kind of see it too here, James, there's really no change. It's not getting purple or black. But these
like
two
the
here
other ones, yes.
are almost black.
Wow.
They turn, you know, dark, much like the potato, if anything, more. And that's sort of the comparative here that we're trying to make.
Should we be doing this more often with our supplements, Stephen? Like, you know, like breaking them out of the capsule, just taking a look at them a little bit more?
This is a way to test starch. But, you know, some supplements may have starch and it might be a good thing. So this works for mushrooms. It might work for some other things. But, yeah, it's not going to work for every supplement. But it is one, you know, after reading this book, and I took a course from Christopher Hobbs, and I thought, hey, this is something I can do at our store, and I can be sure that if we bring in a new product, that it's a good quality product, and it's one I'd want to take and I'd want to sell. And that's what Katrina and I are always thriving to do. Mm-hmm. And this is just, you know, the great example of this.
Well, and something I like to say is, you know, a lot of times we take stuff and, you know, it has a certain label and it says it's got all the things, and that's great. But if, like with this mushroom line, I think about True Grace, right? So their product is showing that it's great. It's really good quality mushroom product. It is what it says. Mm-hmm. That follows through on the whole line. Yeah. And so that's something I think that speaks volume to that line. If they've got a good mushrooms, they probably got a good line as a whole. And unfortunately, you can't really do this iodine test with just your multivitamin. It doesn't work the same, unfortunately. But I just know that True Grace, I know a lot of people, you know, they take that product, they'll take their multivitamin, they notice a difference. They notice their energy, mm-hmm. they notice their focus, or whatever it might be. So that speaks to it.
And usually if you find a mushroom product that says it's coming from the fruiting body, not from the mycelium, the fruiting body should be pretty reliable.
Yeah, that I think is a really key to this conversation. I think that's a great note.
So even without doing your own testing, if it's only from fruiting bodies, then it's probably pretty good. And I also like to see that there's three things I like to see in a mushroom product, which is true for both Mushroom Wisdom, which we've sold for years, mm-hmm. and True Grace, which now we sell quite a lot of, is I like to see the mushrooms growing on wood or whatever they would in nature as close as possible, because mm-hmm. that's where they get their best nutrients. Mm. I like to see mushroom products that are just the fruiting body, like both of these, the mm-hmm. Mushroom Wisdom, True Grace. And I like to see that they're extracted, because some mushrooms, your body can't really absorb. Most mushrooms, your body can't absorb if it's just raw, ground up mushroom. It's, you know, like if you had a bunch of raw mushrooms, you get kind of sick to your stomach, because they're hard for your body to digest.
But if you extract them,
usually through hot water, and I could get into that more later, but if they're extracted, then your body absorbs it easily and instantly.
And not to send you down another rabbit hole here, Stephen, but this is, I think, a really interesting thing, too, because I was mentioning the Ginkgo Biloba that I take and stuff, mm-hmm. and I've had to be careful over the years, because I love a good deal, and I'll see a sale of it, mm-hmm. and I'll be like, oh, this is going to be great, and I look at the ingredients, and there's a difference of that and the leaf extract
you want a standardized extract, right? There's good research on the standardized extract, but just grinding up the leaves, like my parents have a ginkgo tree in their front yard.
You can go over there and just eat off of their tree if you want. I don't know how it'll help you.
Just graze on it if you'd like.
I would love to spend more time with them. I really would. That's it might not be a bad idea. Yeah. That's interesting to understand the difference of those. That's not something that's common knowledge, I don't think. So
no, it's not.
More times than not, you want to stay away from the leaf extract of something, of a supplement, and more, you know, more towards the actual,
standardized extract.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have one from Now Foods, and we always have that 20% off. It's not expensive,
no.
But it's very good.
It
comes from Chicago, you know, area. It's a reputable company. It's well tested. And it is a standardized extract, so most importantly.
I can't imagine how often you guys do this, but I appreciate the other part of this, too, where the only time we hear about a product from you guys is after you have yourselves kind of done the homework and research and like, okay, we're not bringing this into the store unless it does this, this, and this. And like it says it's going to, or it's a completely natural product or these things. If you've ever stepped foot in Family Natural Foods, you know what a dwarfing situation that is because you guys have so many products in there.
Yes.
But to be able to say that and look your clients in the eyes and be able to say that is very important to you guys. It was important to your father, to your grandfather. Mm-hmm. So keeping up that tradition is noteworthy, but also really like cool that we can back that, that you can say that to your customers and that we can say that as people that, you know, send people your way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that something that you've run into in the past or when you were first starting doing this that took some time to kind of learn to we got to test everything or was just kind of like that was the part of what your father did and so that's kind of what you guys just naturally did?
I think it's something we learned from the discernment through our dad and through
like tested and talked to those companies specifically, so we learned how to ask those questions to make sure they were its own pureness. So I think
we'll send quality control. We did that yesterday. We're like, one person was like, oh, this capsule looks a little different color, and I was like, it's probably fine, natural variation, you pick something one year, pick something another year, it's different. But I was like, I'm gonna send a picture over to the company. So we took pictures of the lot number, took pictures of the capsules, and I sent it over, and it'll take a few days to get the answer, but we'll know. And I like those questions from people.
Yeah.
And just one other thing that I wanted to make sure to mention, because so oftentimes you're told, hey, take some vitamin D. Hey, take some fish oil or something like that. And you go ahead and you try it, and maybe it doesn't have the overnight effect that you're hoping for. Mm-hmm. More times than not, in fact, I don't know of a supplement off the top of my head that doesn't take some time to, affect your system, similar to any kind of medicine that you might take.
Right.
But sometimes it's not just that. Sometimes it's the fish oil from this company doesn't go well with my body, but the fish oil from this company does. I've run into this with many supplements I've taken where, again, because I don't do this anymore, but young me would look for the deal. And, this fish oil is cheaper than the one that I've been taking, so I'll try it. And then I try it, and I feel nothing. It's not affecting me the same. It's not necessarily about the company or the product. Sometimes those are perfectly fine.
Yep.
It just doesn't go well with you because, again, we're all different.
We are all different. It's true. But, give it another try with a different brand if it's not jiving for you too, or ask those questions.
And giving it a chance to work on your system too, I think is important. And what better time than to try these things than when they're on sale?
Yes.
Which they are right now over at Family Natural Foods.
It's true.
Be sure to take advantage of that, everybody. It's not only a chance to get into the store and maybe try some things that might be good, but Old Man Winter's right around the corner.
Oh yeah, it's happening.
Seems like a pretty good idea to get in on your immune system and these things. Yeah. Is there anything else when it comes to not just this particular topic today, the mushrooms and these supplements, but other things that we can give people some insight on when it comes to looking at the back of that label? I don't know if I see anybody anymore pick something up and not look at the back of the label, which is great. That's cool to see.
Right? It's so fun to see that.
The thing that I hear from people so often is, I'm going to look at the back of the label. I'm looking at it. I don't know what these words mean. I know what calcium is. I know that one. I don't know any of these other ones. If you have that happen to you, I can't say it for every store, but I can tell you from Family Natural Foods, ask.
Yeah, just ask the questions. What does that mean? Because we're still learning ourselves. But
it's sort of a teaser. This will probably be something we'll get into in the next time we're on the radio. But we're starting to do individual consultations with customers. So if somebody would like to come in and have, sometimes we spend a lot of time with customers, but sometimes people need a little more focus, and we need a little more set aside time to focus with those people. So this is something we're going to start up. And if you've got some labels you don't understand, you could bring in, a handful of bottles, and we can help discern it for you and explain it to you, and then, kind of help you on your own health journey. So this is something coming up. If you're interested, you can stop in at the store, and we can get people more information.
Yeah, we'll talk more about it on radio.
But it's a bigger topic, but it's certainly going to feed into what you're saying. Like, how do you figure this stuff out? We'll help you figure it out, or we'll figure it out, with you.
I'm looking forward to that already. That's going to be fun. And just again, to tease it to the audience, when the next time we're joined by Family Natural Foods, we'll have a consultant from True Grace.
Yeah, so on the 27th, you're going to have somebody with True Grace. We'll be talking specifically about mushrooms. And so I think you're going to like that topic.
Yeah.
And again, mushrooms are great for like immune health and brain health and all the things that we're going to learn that we didn't even know they were that good for. Yes, so it'll be fun.
I cannot thank you guys enough for the time, as always. It was a lot of fun. And thanks again for hosting us the other day, the other Friday, with your 72nd anniversary. Thanks for having us. Looking forward to next year's already. It should be a blast. If you have follow-up questions, if you want to know more, if you want to check out the store, especially if it's been a while, get on down there. Go to 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open right now, usually open till 4 or 6, mm-hmm. Most days. 423-3120. That's 423-3120 is the number to call. And, of course, be sure to like Family Natural Foods. Type it into your Instagram and Facebook search bars. Follow those pages. You are not going to be disappointed. Great stuff to follow. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to talking again real soon, guys. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, everyone, for 76 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
We'll come back and we'll have some more fun here on Morning Magazine at WFHR.